It's 6:30. Hello again, and thank you so much for joining us here on SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm Duduzi Leramela. On to the story now that has captured our imagination for the past few months. Old Mutual has issued Peter Moyo with a further notice terminating his employment. The High Court in July ruled that Old Mutual should temporarily reinstate Moyo after firing him without a disciplinary hearing in June over alleged conflicts of interest. For more on this now, I'm joined by Old Mutual board member, Mr. Peter De Beyer. Very good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Judith. Thanks for having me.
What was the impetus behind issuing the second notice of termination, given that an imminent decision by the court on the legality of the notice of termination?
Yeah, the reason is that we wanted to avoid any confusion that arises through the fact that we are waiting for a judgment from Judge Maseli regarding our leave to appeal against the original judgment. Even if that appeal is granted, it will still take some time to resolve the question of whether contractually the way we issued that notice of termination is indeed sound or not. Our legal advice is it was sound, and that's why we're appealing. But to avoid any confusion and to take cognizance of the events that have transpired over the last few weeks, it's now clearly obvious to everyone that the relationship between Mr. Moyo and Old Mutual has broken down irretrievably. And so to avoid any doubt, we've issued a second notice of termination, which is in terms of his specific contract, which on a no-fault basis, you can on either side give 6 months' notice and say goodbye to each other. We've done that, and that will make sure that people know that whatever happens with the first court case and all the issues that have come out of that, which are very unfortunate, the relationship with Mr. Moyo and Old Mutual is over, and we would like to proceed and assure all of our stakeholders we've already taken a lot of pain that we can move on from here.
The relationship has irretrievably broken down. His lawyer cited in a number of media interviews since the news broke today to say that this is ridiculous. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think if you have an ex-CEO who's suing the company that he was working for, that he wants to be reinstated there, he's got a bunch of lawsuits against the company itself. He's attempting to have the board that he's supposed to report to declared incompetent. He's clearly got no relationship with that board that can be sustained, and that board clearly cannot work with him going forward. So I think it's self-evident.
What impact does this have on the broader financial services industry, given that your competitors have even joined calls for Old Mutual and Mr. Moyo to end this public battle?
Now, clearly, you know, the longer this continues in this vein, the less good it is for anyone, and one can see and one can hear from shareholders and other stakeholders that clearly no one's enjoying this, and it's really hurting not just Old Mutual, but it's bad for business in South Africa as a whole. So clearly, from our side, from day one, we would have liked to have handled this thing with decorum and with a negotiated settlement on both sides. We were not able to do that, and very, very quickly, Mr. Moyo brought the lawsuit against us, and we are now in a position where, given that lawsuit is ongoing, we have to take the necessary legal steps. But the Old Mutual board remains in a position where clearly if we can find a quick and satisfactory solution without going through a protracted legal fight, we would welcome that.
And of course, this has had an impact on your share price. How worried about this are you?
Yeah, clearly, you know, the market gives you its verdict, you know, through trading. So part of the weakness is general market weakness, but clearly a very significant part of it is matters specific to the company. And we've seen a situation where, you know, the share price is down, you know, more than 15% over the period of this altercation. And clearly that's not good for anyone. One hopes that that's a temporary thing. Fundamentally, we don't believe anything has changed in terms of the prospects for the business. The business continues to trade appropriately. There'll be a trading update out shortly, and we have a very strong and committed staff and management team in place. So yes, while it's painful, the board remains of the view that it is business as usual from an operational point of view.
Sure. I'd like to drill in on that. I mean, just not looking at market reaction, but also looking internally. I'm sure there are employees who are very worried about this. How are you moving to allay fears or to make people comfortable that the situation will sort itself out eventually?
Clearly, in situations like this, the important thing is to maintain significant communication with all of the stakeholders, and that clearly includes the very, very important thousands of people who work for Old Mutual and whose lives are committed to Old Mutual and its customers. So what has been happened both through the executive committee, the acting CEO, Ian Williamson, and from time to time board members themselves, is to ensure that we keep the staff fully informed about what is going on and ensure that they get also the full set of facts and are not just reliant on the occasional headline.
Peter DeBeyer, thank you very much for your time. He's a board member with Old Mutual.